Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The right fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, John Lowenstein. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alan Foster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Alan Foster. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Billy Conigliaro. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Griffin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Nagy. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Nagy. And now, play ball. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is called out on strikes. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Olander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski bunts towards the mound. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. Two outs. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin takes first base on ball four. Petrocelli moves to third. Josephson moves to second. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhlander hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Uhlander for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Josephson and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nagy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 2 in the game. Ulander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ulander. The throw from Josephson and he is out, Aparicio applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Griffin strikes out. One out. Mike Nagy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagy is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fossey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Nagy covering, for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fossey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Petrocelli. Fossey moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ulander throws the ball into Lowenstein who tags Petrocelli, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Smith scores. Yastrzemski moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Chuck McCammell now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe LaHewitt pinch hits for Mike Nagy. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sparky Lyle now pitching. Chuck McCammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Ted Uhlander. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fosse hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCammell moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Ford now playing left field. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Phil Galliano pinch runs for Reggie Smith. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Galliano moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galliano scores. Petrocelli moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Josephson strikes out. Two outs. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conigliaro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Thomas now playing right field. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Foster pinch runs for Ken Harrelson. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein bunts in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. Foster moves to second. One out. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 3 in the game. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Foster now playing left field. Ted Ford now playing right field. Vada Pinson now playing first base. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Fiore pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Mike Fiore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fiore takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fiore. The throw from Fossey and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Brett now pitching. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Chuck McAmel. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vince Colbert pinch runs for Gomer Hodge. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford bunts towards the mound. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Colbert moves to second. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks, Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vince Colbert now pitching. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Petrocelli moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0-for-3 in the game. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-4 in the game. Bradford is walked intentionally. Eddie Leon pinch hits for Vince Colbert. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-4 in the game. Conigliaro is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Griffin hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Ken Brett. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-5 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Pafletic moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Lee now pitching. Ted Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 0-for-0 in the game. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Fosse strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lowenstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-to-3, Indians. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-5 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Bradford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Billy Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-5 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Josephson moves to second. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Josephson moves to third. Conigliaro moves to second. Gary Peters pinch hits for Bill Lee. Ray Lamb now pitching. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Josephson scores. Conigliaro moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-to-4, Indians. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.